Time to get you updated on all things Jefferson College athletics from your favorite athletes, coaches, and staff.
Ultimate goal is, hey, we want to be playing our best baseball at the end of the season, and that's what it is, and it's part of the process. But those are just some team goals that we have each year. Heck yeah, we want to go be playing the Grand Junction.
Everyone is really kind of all in now and understand what we need to do, and that's been a great momentum lift for us as we've moved this past week.
We have a lot of international players on the team, and once we come together as a team, it's just a fun experience. It's just amazing.
A win's in the book, so it doesn't really matter. We just go up from here for sure. See them again in regional and make sure we play much better.
We feel if we get 50 wins, then we're in a position to be playing to go to the national tournament.
I always tell her that the baseball team's the big dogs on campus, but she likes to think the softball team's the big dog on campus, so we get into that a little bit.
My roommates and I, well, specifically Taylor, we like Justin Bieber. We really like him, but D calls that our white girl music because we listen to that in the car and stuff, and if she has to ride with us, she's turn that off.
I can say I love Taco Bell. It changed my life. Yeah, I got better.
Yeah.
Now to your host of the Viking Voices Show, Will Cheshire.
Good rainy and stormy Tuesday afternoon. We got the Viking Voices Show today, moving everything up a day. We had Mike Murphy in studio yesterday for his Golf and More show, talking a lot of college football and the Major League Baseball playoffs. And now we got Viking Voices because, as everybody's well aware at this point, the Mineral Area College Cardinals are coming to Jefferson College tonight for rivalry volleyball action as well. So Viking Voices moved up one day, and we're going to kick things off with a fellow voice that we've heard this year, Miss Allie Hanger. Allie, how are we doing today?
Pretty good. How are you?
Doing all right. Thanks for taking the time out of your afternoon to speak with us.
Mm-hmm.
It's been kind of a busy week, I imagine, for you guys over the course of the last couple weeks with a lot of injuries and things of that nature. It's been a little bit a battle of attrition, I guess, huh?
Definitely has.
And as part of that, is it something for you guys, you get a little closer, you feel like, at that point, because you kind of got to pick each other up a little bit?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's just one of those moments that either you're going to come together, or if you don't, you're just going to drown to the bottom. So it's just the want to win makes us come together, I think.
The will. So even though you haven't had the success recently in terms of the wins or losses and things of that nature, have you seen some steady improvements in some areas, and especially with some of the players that maybe not were getting the playing time early on, but because of some of the injuries to Kimbra and Erta and things of that nature, kind of step up a little bit?
Yeah, you know, I think there are moments that we see our old beginning team again, which is very promising, very hopeful, and then other times we lose our footing a bit once again. But Erty's back, which is really nice as our big six rotation player, and for being out with such an injury, she's really come back strong. And I think it's hard for a lot of us to see that she needs time, hard for herself as well. She's very hard on herself when it comes to her coming back from her injury, but, you know, we're going to get there. We're just still finding our footing a bit.
You guys last in the Hutchinson tournament over in Kansas before going against Indian Hills, able to get a win on that last game as well against Odessa. How good does that do for the confidence when you lose three games and then you're able to kind of escape with the win, kind of end on a positive note?
It was mandatory for the confidence, I think.
Yeah.
You know, it's a very hard tournament. We didn't go to the tournament last year, so we didn't even really know what to expect. But the win was crucial for us, and it was a really good pull out as well.
And then Indian Hills. I'm sure you're a little sick of Indian Hills at this point with the three losses in this time. But what did you see in that game last week? It looks like on paper some relatively close games, just couldn't quite get one out.
Yeah, you know, I think it was one of those things that we're just getting back from so many injuries that when we played them the first two times, we took them to five, battled it out each time. And even though we lost in three, we battled. It just, things just weren't going quite our way. You know, just wasn't an on game for us, I'd say.
Was it kind of a matter of just trying to click back together again with kind of some of the people coming back into the rotation?
Oh, most definitely.
And then Mineral Area College, obviously. You guys played them earlier, lost the straight sets. Kind of a rivalry game as well. What did you learn, though, from Mac? And a lot of returners as well that I'm sure you saw last year, too.
Yeah, they do have a lot of returners. You know, looking at our own team, we learned a lot of things that kind of pointed out our weaknesses and what we tend to do well. So we took those weaknesses and really tried to focus in on them and break it all down, get it back to where those weaknesses won't show up again.
What do you think are some of those weaknesses?
Sometimes we just have little like breakdowns. We're a bit of a roller coaster team, as we've seen. So we're just really trying to consistent you know, level out, not take as many dips, be more of a mentally tough team.
Okay, so just kind of not letting the emotions get too much a part of you then, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Have you kind of stepped up in a few of the other sophomores to try to be a little more vocal, I guess, and kind of calm down some of the players?
Yeah, I would say so. I would consider myself pretty vocal to begin with, but after that, I think a couple other sophomores, such as Sarah Chapman, started taking a huge role, and even Kayla Yinger, which is our right side, became more of a vocal presence.
You guys a little more healthier this time around facing Mac as well, which is a little bit. You still have an injury with Kimbra as well, unfortunately, but you have Erta in this game. She wasn't available in that last game. So you think that'll kind of help a little bit too?
Oh, I think it'll help immensely. I mean, it just allows us to put Kayla Yinger, which is one of our big power hitters, back on the right side, which is where she's comfortable. You know, she knows the approach best. She knows her spots. And then, you know, it also puts a better block out. Erta's in there. We just have a more consistent team. So, yeah, I think it's going to be a much better flow, much easier playing together, too. Not as many nerves going on.
Yeah, get a little energy tonight from the crowd, too. Pack the stands tonight, am I right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Those are always fun nights, too. You know, you get all the friends out here, no matter what, and just feed off the energy.
Definitely. I'm sure much more advantage to play in your home floor than it is going down to Mac.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I have to give it to them. Mac's crowd is something serious. Yeah, they don't mess around. They love their volleyball. So, you know, sometimes that is hard to play against, to just mentally block that out and just play what you need to do. But here, I think it'll work in our advantage.
Yeah, and they come in with a lot of hype, obviously, the rankings, eighth and whatnot. That give you a little extra momentum to kind of spoil that party.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, especially a rivalry. I mean, kudos to them. They don't have a single loss yet, but I think it's, you know, anyone wants to be their first loss, especially when it's a big rivalry.
No doubt. And then obviously this game important not only just for the purposes of getting a win and a loss, but for the region tournament as well. You pick up a victory, you split, and then Missouri State, West Plains. So obviously big for the region tournament, and kind of get a little more idea of kind of what they are too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, if we could pull this win out tonight, it'd be huge. It'd really, you know, help us fight out for first, second, or whatever, which I think would be a huge confidence boost for everyone going into post, which – at the end of the day, post is what matters.
Yeah, at that point, it's just kind of you keep winning, you're in good shape.
And exactly.
Obviously, the loss is no good. That's really when it really matters. How about for you personally? How's school coming along?
School's still good. You know, I'm still doing what I need to do.
Sophomore year, is it kind of has it hit you yet? This is the last year, a little bit in your season.
Oh, it definitely has. I remember we were all hanging out up in one of the softball girls' rooms, Emily Brewer's, and she just out of nowhere was like, "Guys, you do realize this is the last time we're going to be together." I was like, oh, well, dang it, Brewer, I guess so. And it's, you know, it's sad. Yeah, it's hard. You learn to just love this place. You know, everyone really is a family, and I'm going to miss it immensely.
Does it kind of make you appreciate things a little bit more, too?
Oh, extremely, and it's kind of funny. You see so many sophomores pointing out to freshmen and be like, oh, just wait, you're going to love this place more than anything else. Yeah, so, I mean, it's just like the little things that you realize are so great, they're just magnified because you know it's the last time here.
And that kind of, I imagine, want to give a little extra effort then on the floor, a little extra effort and things of that nature so you don't leave anything out, no regrets.
Oh, for sure.
And then I guess more future thoughts as well, since we're on the topic college next year. I know you mentioned before that still kind of on the fence about wanting to play, right?
Yeah. Like I said before, I think I'm definitely going to go through a recruiting process, see what it has to offer me. And, you know, there are moments I could never imagine hanging up the shoes. But then there are other moments that I would really like to focus on my schooling. You know, I'm going through a double major. So it gets difficult at times. So, you know, we'll just see how it plays out. Whatever happens, happens.
You kind of have like a somebody you talk to, like a somebody you kind of get advice for and things of that nature.
Yeah, I definitely get advice from my older sister, Abby Hanger, who's our assistant coach, about it. You know, I talk to her all the time. And, you know, she's gone through it herself, where she was at JUCO, had to make the tough decision whether you wanted to play or not. And, you know, it's easy to talk to her, not only because she's my sister, but she's knows volleyball so well that it's very, very helpful.
Yeah, it's a great person to have. I mean, Obviously, you got the volleyball. She's your sister, so she knows you really, really well. So kind of a perfect situation there, no doubt. And you want to be an art teacher as well and coach volleyball in the future, right?
Yes.
What are the schools you're looking at? If it, you know, obviously, with the volleyball schools, you have a little less control of what schools you'd go to. But if you elected not to play, which schools are you looking at?
You know, I think I would probably find my home at Missouri State. Yeah, it's close to home. I've got a ton of friends who go there. It's a great school.
Okay, and then would you be on pace for 4 years, or with that double major, would it kind of take an additional year?
Well, luckily here, I've really tried to whip out some classes, so I'm still on pace for 4 years.
Still on pace. That's impressive. Good work there. That is pretty impressive. You got to play volleyball, too. It's like a full-time job as well. Was that something you really learned as a freshman, just kind of how to balance that time a little bit?
Yeah. I said this in my previous interview, but Jason Gardner really helped me out with that. He set me up on track to where I could technically graduate at semester here. So, he helped me out a lot. He taught me how to organize my life. It's a bit of a change from my high school schooling to college. I had to put in a bit more hours to study here.
Oh, yeah, but you get a little more free time. You got to sit in class for 6.5 straight hours a day.
Oh, yeah, very helpful for me.
Spread that out, no doubt, and a little more responsibility, but certainly good. Last time I talked to you, I want to say it was early September, late August, things of that nature, and we were talking about just starting to kind of vibe with the team and things of that nature from a chemistry standpoint. Now, we're in the middle of October, towards the end of the year, so basically, how has it come along? Is the team as close as you kind of thought it was going to be?
Yeah, I mean, off the court, we're still close, great friends. The injuries, not going to lie, it hurt us a little bit on the court vibing just because so many players were thrown in different positions. So, you know, it's kind of terrible to think, but we're just now starting to revibe together, you know, get our old lineups in, get our set lineup, and just kind of working through the old kicks of good injuries.
Yeah, as we said before, though, as long as it's before the tournament, right?
Oh, yeah, we still have a little bit more time until we have to pull out those wins.
You got the West Plains tournament as well coming up this weekend. I know that's one that you guys go to pretty much every year as well, and a competitive tournament at that. Another match with Indian Hills as well.
Another one.
Can you think, I feel like that's probably one of the first play the team four times in 1 year. I mean, that probably doesn't happen too often.
It's got to set a record for something.
Yeah, I mean, that just doesn't happen. Hopefully this time in your favor, right?
Oh, I can only hope.
Yeah, and then Hutchinson as well. You guys went to the Hutchinson, Kansas tournament on that, but I don't think you guys played Hutchinson, did you, then?
We did not.
Yeah, okay. But are you excited to travel again to West Plains?
Oh, am I? Yeah, it's a long bus ride. You know, not much to do in the town, but when you're playing volleyball, you're having fun, am I right?
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of having fun and things of that nature, who did you say you lived with again here?
I live with Sarah Chapman, another sophomore, Erdie, and Kimber Kirby.
All right, what would you say would be the most interesting thing you've learned that you can share with us by each of your roommates by living with them?
Oh, wow. Well, you know, Erdie, this is the first international I've lived with, very interesting thing she does. She'll just the most differences. I think I mentioned before the way she eats and what she eats.
she was flipping that when I was speaking with her last time. She was saying that you guys were all weird.
Oh, I'm sure she was. I am sure. You know, just little kinks that they have, but none of them are too concerning, I'd say.
Yeah.
They're pretty well-grounded people.
Who's the messiest?
Oh, Kimbra, for sure.
Kimbra, for sure. She's like the consensus one where everyone, something's left out on the floor, and it's just kind of like, Kimbra.
Oh, I mean, it's probably hers, too. Yeah, okay. She's just a little mess.
All right, who is the cleanest, the one that kind of finds himself picking up after other people sometimes?
Probably Erdie. Yeah, her room is just, it's incredible how clean it is. It's like, I don't know if you've ever watched Full House, but she reminds me exactly of Danny Tanner.
Danny Tanner.
Always cleaning.
Yeah, I watched Full House. I haven't seen the new Fuller House one.
Oh, he's still cleaning.
He's still cleaning.
Yeah.
How did they do that, too? Is that just like 20 years later or something like that?
Yeah, pretty much. There's like a 20 years later. They kind of got whoever they could come back to do it.
Are the Olsen twins in it?
No, they're not.
How did they get rid of them?
I think the Olsen twins didn't want to come back.
Okay.
Is what I
Interesting.
Read
Interesting.
On Facebook.
So on that topic, what's the go-to show in your guys' room?
Oh, Glee, for sure.
Oh, yeah, I asked you that last time. It was the same thing. You guys belt it out in tune, right?
Oh, yeah, we do. Kayla Yinger, it's her favorite show by far, and so she finds her way in our room just singing and dancing.
Okay, does she belt it out on the bus as well?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the loudest for sure as well.
The loudest.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. And then what about dancing? Anybody kill it on the dance floor?
You know, Kayla likes to try.
She likes to, wow, she's a dual threat.
Yeah, she really does it all. But the best dancer on our team has to be Amani.
Amani, for sure.
Oh, yeah, the only one with any rhythm.
Awesome. And then back to the volleyball court here before we kind of let you go here. Tonight against Mac, what's kind of going to be the key to get the win?
You know, there's so many little things, I think, that you have to do on such a good team like Mac. But what we're really focusing on is staying disciplined, doing what we need to do. Like I said, sometimes we take those roller coaster mental dips, and you just can't do that against a team like this. We just need to stay level-headed, mentally tough, just worry about our side.
For you yourself, from the beginning of the year to kind of where you're at now, where do you think you've seen your biggest growth?
I would definitely say my biggest growth, technique-wise, would be probably digging. I'm just not okay with letting the ball hit the floor. But as a leadership, I'm really trying to keep everyone up during the games.
Allie, as always, appreciate you taking some time to speak with us this afternoon, and looking forward to watching you guys play tonight, and best of luck.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
That's sophomore libero Allie Hanger joining us here on the Viking Voices Show here on 1400 KJFF. We'll stick to the theme of volleyball. We'll hear from head coach Ida Steiger coming up next. Welcome back in here to the Viking Voices Show here on 1400 KJFF. Just got done speaking with sophomore Allie Hanger. Now we got the head coach of the Vikings, Coach Ida Steiger. Coach, how are we doing this afternoon?
Good, how are you?
How's your energy level? I know you said when it rains outside, you get a little lethargic.
Yeah,
well,
I know.
It's been storming out. So.
Hey, I just had a huge bottle of Pepsi, so I'm good to go.
Oh, there it is. Got the caffeine.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Coach, last time we talked, you guys hadn't played for a little while, and then you get that match against Indian Hills as well. I know that didn't go your way. What did you just kind of see from that from a coaching standpoint?
Good. Like I said, it was a genius that did my schedule that week that we were kind of off. Everybody got a stomach bug. I mean, nothing is going our way this year. Yeah. Anyway, so it was, including myself, we all got sick. So it was good. Indian Hills. Not much to say about that game. Just
get another crack at them here.
No, we will play them this weekend again, and we match up much better than that. It just, I don't know if a trip, but that's just an excuse to me, But yeah, we didn't do too hot in any area of volleyball really against India Hill. So it's one of those games I want to forget and move on.
Yeah, absolutely. You kind of think it was probably just combination of just everybody being sick and then people, the injuries, not playing with each other and the kind of that type stuff.
Yeah, it definitely did not look good. And, one of those games. We can't just show up and not play, obviously. But like I said, the game, something we moved on from.
Yeah, and you move on to, you have Mineral Area College as well, and hopefully the biggest thing you've moved on from is that stomach bug that was going away.
I don't know. It was like a cold and stomach bug. Everything kind of went off, and at some point I thought I was having a heart attack. So.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it was just a cold settled on my chest, but it was, we are healthy, well, almost all of us healthy, and, hopefully we are ready to rock and roll and play some good volleyball tonight.
How's Ertie's ankle? I know she's been back for a little while. Was she able to kind of ease herself back into it?
Yeah, I think she, she's back and she hasn't been complaining and continued doing therapy. And she seems to, she seems normal on the court, been practicing now for over a week and a half. So I think her stamina is coming back. What it was. So it's good to have her back.
No doubt. And with her, I guess that kind of helps Kayla a little bit too, gets her back to her initial spot.
Yeah. Kayla went back, sprained, tweaked her ankle a little bit a couple of days ago, but she's all good. We'll tape
her
up.
Another ankle twist,
yeah,
huh?
I know. We're doing something wrong, right? She's good to go. Now again, it's like, somewhat the beginning of a season, preseason, getting back in the swing of consistency of a lineup, which is, you never want to be settled, but at the same time, you want somewhat the people be consistent in their spots.
I guess on a bright note, you kind of get it where it happens in the middle of the season.
Yeah.
And now it's October 10th. You still have a couple of weeks for the young ladies to get accustomed to playing with
and
each other again.
We have a tough schedule ahead of us, I mean, like last year, we got it, injuries at the end of a season, which is, that's never a good sign, and I don't wish on anybody. So, I mean, injuries happened, we moved on, and now we're looking forward to putting it all together.
Monroe Area College again tonight. So we talked a little bit about it last time as well. And this is a team that just seems to kind of be getting better themselves, still undefeated, now eighth in the nation as well at that. Just what do you think was the biggest difference in that first match?
Well, actually, I was watching tape before I came in here.
And, excellent.
You know, Abby is still in my office watching it. You know, I think, you know, Mineria is tough. Obviously, we, you know, undefeated. So we have a momentum and all the confidence in the world, which is important for any sport, you know. I think some of the things, well, we, blocking was non-existing in that game. And the hitting wasn't... we hit one spot consistently, and not variety of hits happen on our side. You know, so those are two biggest things that I noticed on the tape. You know, we did some good things. You know, serve was pretty decent. You know, we had some aces. We serve received pretty decently. You know, we have a little lineup change up, and we played without Urte at that time. So there was a lot of going on. So I'm looking forward, you know, to see how we match up to somewhat full team on the court, you know, and play hard and have a good game. You know, it's packed to stand night, you know, not only for us to have a good game, but I hope the fans will enjoy the game of volleyball as well.
Yeah, probably getting, I mean, pack the stands, the theme as well. You guys obviously right here, then Mineral Area College not too far down, so probably going to be a lot of energy in the gym tonight.
Yeah. You know, even with our Pakistans, we have a pretty good crowd, you know, two local community college, you know, kind of playing, and, you know, we're recruiting out of backyards of each other, you know, and a lot of things go on. So it's always a good matchup, you know, and being more than anything than being undefeated, you know. People will come and people will watch, and, you know, should be a good game.
For you guys, obviously, I know it's the last couple weeks have been tough to really get a kind of true monitor of where you guys are at with all the injuries, the stomach bugs, some of the inconsistencies yeah. there as well. But what do you see as the strength of this team when you guys are at full strength health-wise?
Well, I think when everybody's healthy, you know, we don't have, like, our blocking could be good, you know, our hitting could be good, our passing could be good, our serving, it's like, it's very consistent game, but we're not consistent, so you don't see that, unfortunately. You know, we have some talented, like on paper, you know, on paper we should be good, but there is more things than just being on paper when you step on that court. So there are some things that, you know, not clicking. I mean, yeah, I'm freshman heavy, you know, and we're trying to figure out what is that, you know. I think there is chemistry. The girls get along just fine, you know. We don't have fights. We don't have arguments. Maybe that's our problem.
Yeah, the competitive.
We compete against each other. And the kids, like, seriously, they, like today, most of them came in and did, you know, 10, 15, 20 minutes individual workout on their own. I don't tell them that. They want to get better. They want to compete. They want to win. But we're missing something. And trust me, if I knew what it was, I would do everything to fix it. And we don't have, you know, it might be because, you know, we start looking good at the beginning of the season and then injuries started. Then people, not only we lost a crucial sixth rotation player, but also we pushed others, you know, players in the different spots that they were uncomfortable. So, you know, we might it might take a couple of weeks for us, you know, and then we have a week which was great, don't get me wrong, but, you know, 12, 13 days off, which is unusual in the schedule. Mm-hmm. So we didn't get, you know, and my schedule is so tough. We don't have teams that we're just going to go and beat. You know, so we don't get a really break to, you know, losing games suck, and, you know, confidence, you know, that's something I have to worry sometimes when we start losing like that, you know, getting the confidence and the confidence back. And the best thing you can do for your confidence, you know, is pull a win like tonight. You know, the confidence definitely would jump through the roof, you know, and that's what we need right now, I believe.
Yeah, so just more certainly just kind of more of a mental thing than
the heads are getting in the way of a lot of things sometimes. But, you know, Remember the 18, 19-year-old, you know, girls, we were young ladies, you know, things to learn, you know, things to go through. And, you know, it's not over until it's over.
No,
so,
it's not.
No, so we have, you know, a couple more weeks before regionals. And if we're going to go down, we're going to go down swinging. We're not just going to stand by and watch it, so.
You mentioned, you know, obviously the task at hand tonight, Mineral Area College, they're coming in and things of that nature. But you get four games this weekend as well as part of that tournament. What do you think is going to be the big thing you'll be looking for that would kind of signal something is moving in the positive direction?
Well, I think gelling together as a team, you know, we quite, you know, and also, you know, each individual has to take responsibility for themselves. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, I've been trying to get out of them, one thing that you're gonna do to improve, you know, the team, what are you gonna do to get the team, you know, make the team better? And I think we struggle a little bit with that still, so there are a lot of things to work out, but mainly it's gonna be good for us to play. It's a very good competition, and I think just playing right now, we just need games under the belt, and hopefully we're gonna find that confidence. Hopefully we'll pull some wins out, you know, out of tonight and this weekend, and, you know, start moving towards regional tournament.
Absolutely. That's just a couple short weeks away, obviously. You get your own Halloween tournament as well coming up shortly. Coach, for you, I got to ask, you know, I ask the players this as well, and it's time to get the coach's perspective on
it.
And it's an important question. So I ask, I go, who sings and who dances? And obviously you're in part of the bus rides. You're in practice. I'm sure they let it all out, let it loose a little bit as well. If you had to pick one person to sing and you had to enter them to American Idol or The Voice or whatever, who would you enter? Who's got the best voice? Who kills it?
Who actually sing good, or just you talking?
I'm talking about performance. So I changed my question. Who's going to put up an entertaining performance?
I would say hard, man.
That's hard. Is it hard because there's many, or hard because there's?
I think it's quite a few could sing, and that's another issue. I think we have the two people that will, like you say, sing one game, and the next game the other two will sing, so we never get at least, you know, four people singing out of six. This conversation going
here
down.
Here we go. Yeah, here we go. This is finding the real problems here.
Yeah, yeah, here you go. You know, I think we depend too much on each other. I don't know if I could necessarily point it out to one person.
So
I can't.
We would get like a Destiny's Child type thing or some Spice Girls.
Wow, it was so hard.
A little group.
I mean, every sport, you know, team sport, one person not going to win.
Yeah,
I mean, I hate to say that. It's going to be hard, but I think I can't point it out to one.
You can't point it out to one. Okay, well, who are the few that pop into your head?
Well, I think we depend on the outsides a lot. I think Kayla, mm-hmm. you know, I think if she goes, everybody else seems
kinda
to
go.
Be, so I think we depend a lot on the right side and outside, so I think that would be my go. But, you know, middle's been coming alive. You know, Sarah was hitting almost 500 last game, so I think Sarah, Natty, just not having enough confidence to continue setting her, which is something we've been trying to get through her head, you know, mix it up a little bit. But I think we depend too much on the right side, which is Kayla, and two outsides.
Coach? As always, I appreciate your time. We're going to take a short time out, and I'll be talking with you here shortly again as well for the pregame interview against Mac. You ready for that?
Yeah, always. I'm ready, Coach. Put me in.
Thanks very much. That's Coach Ida Steiger joining us for the Viking Voices show here on 1400 KJFF. We'll step aside for another short time out. When we come back, we'll close out our final segment with the head coach of the Jefferson College softball program, Coach Tony Cook. That's coming up next. Welcome back in here, 1400 KJFF, closing out today's Viking Voices segment with the head coach of the Jefferson College softball program, Coach Tony Cook. Coach, how are we doing? It's been a while.
It has been. You know, it's about 6 months now, I guess, since we got on the radio here. So it's
been that long. Wow.
Yeah.
It really has. But tell us what we've missed. Obviously, you got a new squad this year. The JUCO level, you filter in new players each and every year, and you got a lot of freshmen coming in, and I know you like most of them.
Yeah, we do. We got 11 freshmen here this year, and you know, from the county and all over, and you know, it's a good squad. Yeah, chemistry is really good on this team so far, and we played, let's see, 16 games right now, and so you know, things are, you know, we see a little improvement every day, so that's a positive sign.
No doubt. Tell us, what were the biggest areas that you guys kind of focused on and emphasized with recruiting this year with some of the freshman class coming in?
You know, with this class here, it's a little bit of everything. I mean, we got a complete new outfield, new shortstop, new third base, new second base. We took Maddie Hart from second, moved her to first. We got a new catcher behind the plate, and we got, you know, two new arms on the mound for us. So, you know, we've got talent everywhere, you know, at all positions, which we think we got a lot more depth than we've had in the last year. And then so we like the squad. We like it with the sophomores this year maturing more, and then the new coming freshmen. We like this club.
I know the one thing you talked about last year that you were really excited about was the added element of speed this year.
Absolutely.
Last year, there wasn't really that one player that was going to swipe every bag. You know, so a few of them were able to get some bases here and there and kind of add things up. But now I understand there's a couple girls that really can fly.
We do. We got a couple, you know, Taylor Barnes and Abby Thiemann and McAteer, and so we've got some that are, you know, Abby Rollet, you know, we got some kids that can, you know, they can get down from home to first. You know, Barnes has been clocked as fast as almost 2.5, which is unbelievable.
Flying.
You know, she's under 10 from home to home, so I mean she's flying around there. And so you know, we've done stole more bases this fall than we did all last season, you know, in just in 16 games. So that tells you the difference in the type of club that we got from this year to last year.
Yeah, and you still got the power bats in the middle?
We think we do. You know, Hannah Carl has done hit, you know, two or three home rating for us this year, and a couple others have been hitting home runs. So we're seeing a little bit signs of that, which is good. But, you know, this team this year is a little different from, you know, teams in the clubs in the past. You know, we're really building up on the slappers at the top of the lineup, a little power in the middle, and then, you know, some good hitters down at the bottom. So right now, you know, I mean, last year, some of the kids that were 2 and 3 in our lineup are, you know, now we're facing, you know, 8 and 9 in our lineup. So that goes to show you the depth we got and how good of, you know, we think this club is.
Absolutely. And with that, how's the pitching in the circle? We know we got Nordwald back, who's a big contributor last year as well.
She is, you know, and she's had some good outings so far for us. And then we got, you know, the new kid, Corinne Hill from out west. She pitched really good against SLU. You know, we lost 3-2 in 10 innings, but she threw really good against that club. And, you know, she's throwing well against some other good varsity four-year schools. And so really liking what we see from her. And then, you know, you mix in Taylor Nordwald and then Caitlin Williams from, you know, out there, Troy Buchanan. She's pitched really well for us also. You know, she's an incoming freshman for us. And then we got Kate O'Day and Sarah Berry. They're both healthy this year. They're both been pitching a lot better, get more command. You know, Sarah throws hard. She just had some control issues last year, and she's doing a lot better job with that this year.
How much do you think that experience that you got last year, because obviously with the injuries that you guys had last year in the circle as well, Sarah did play a decent role throughout the season.
She did, you know, and I think nerves played a lot of part on that for her last year. And, you know, she's just come in with a new mindset this year, and, you know, she's got herself a little better shape. And, you know, I think she's more adapted to the weather here in Missouri from Canada. And I think a lot of that played a part last year on her, because she struggled with that all year long. And so this year she seems to be a lot better. And, you know, I just think, you know, and another year of maturity and another year, you know, a little older. And, you know, it's hard to believe that 1 year can do that so much for you, but it really has.
Oh, yeah, especially at that age. You know, it really is a growth process. And I feel like the comfortability at school as well, you know, kind of understanding how to manage your time and things of that nature really plays a factor.
It does. You know, that's the biggest part is the time management, you know. Instead of, you know, it's more, you know, at home you're structured so much in high school, you know, parents telling you what to do and everything else. And, you know, when you get here, you're being treated as an adult, and, you know, you've got to be able to manage your own time. And, you know, you got to work in your studies and your practice times and things like that. And so, you know, this group's doing a really good job with that so far. We've got some preliminary grade reports, and we're really doing good on the academic side, which I'm really proud of. You know, we did well last year, and, you know, that's one thing we really want to push for with this club. And then we've been talking to these freshmen, you know, don't get behind in your studies. Don't, you know, don't let that affect your playing time. And so, so far, so good.
Who's kind of stepped up as some of the vocal leaders that kind of, you know, help assist you a little bit with guiding the freshmen and things like that?
You know, Maddie Hart's been a good one for us. And you know, we got Abby Myers behind the plate. She's always been a vocal kid. And yeah. She's really a good one. And Taylor Norwell's been, you know, our sophomores have really done a good job this year of, you know, not so much, you know, the bossy type, you know, person. They're really, you know, using their guidance and learning from their experience and making sure, you know, some of the things that they experience that might have been a negative, hey, they don't want that to happen to the freshman this year. So, you know, kind of going a different approach about things. And like I said, and I think that's made our chemistry so much better this year.
Awesome, awesome. Defensively, talk a little bit about that. Is this, how are we looking there in terms of what you've seen over the course of the fall season?
You know, so far we've committed two errors in 16 games. So
feeling good.
Night and day, yeah, you know, that's one of the, you know, we had to talk to Stark, you're hitting, he came in today, and I said, you know, you the pressure's on you, guy, because right now our defense has been really good. Our pitching's been sound, and you know, we just got to hit. You know, we're hitting the ball really good against the JUCOs, but we're kind of struggling against the four-year schools. You know, the D1 4 years, and so, but you know, we expect that because you know a little bit better pitching. You know, and so, but we still like to hit that. We want to be competitive at that level, and so. And we've caught some people's eyes the way we've been playing so far this fall, and so, and that's good for the club. Gives us some goals to shoot for. And, you know, maybe who knows what's going to happen then.
Yeah, and last year, when you know, obviously it's a new team, so you get a lot of mm-hmm. different new players come in. But last year was a hitting. It felt like the biggest problem was when you guys had those softies out there, those kind of the junk pitchers and things of that nature. With the change in the type of bats that you have, or the guys that are the, you know, the young ladies that hit a lot of long balls, now you got a lot of contact. You think that'll kind of help a little bit, maybe combat that?
It has. So far, that's what we've been seeing. As we've made some really good adjustments to lower velocity pitchers this year. And then, but also, you know, when the other day we saw somebody throw around 66 and we did a good job hitting against them. And then we turned around and faced a team that, you know, threw maybe in the high 50s and, you know, we lit them up for 18 runs. So this club is really good at adjusting, which is a positive note for us. And so we like that. Hopefully we can maintain that and keep that. But, you know, it's off early in the season. You know, this is just the fall, but it's good exposure for our players. You know, it gets them to be moved on and things like that. But we're seeing a lot of good signs, a lot of direction in the right way.
Yeah, a lot of tough competition, too.
It is. It's been really and it's getting harder. You know, we've got some big games coming up in the next 3 weeks, and so we got to keep pushing hard.
And with that, what are you kind of looking to see these final couple weeks and then kind of give yourself an evaluation of what to work on in the offseason?
You know, biggest thing is we want to, you know, we're going to film and we're going to watch and see our pitchers throw and see how we do on our hitting side. I'm really confident in our fielding. I feel comfortable with that. Even though we got so many freshmen out there starting, I feel really good about that. You know, but we got Mizzou coming up. We got SEMO coming up. We got Missouri S&T, we got Maryville. So we got a lot of big schools coming up, good teams. And so they're going to challenge us, and that's what we want. We want to find out, hey, do we got some holes that we need to work on? You know, is there some, you know, defensive gaps, you know, maybe, you know, we need to work on, you know, a first and third situation, things like that. Or, you know, how's our pitching working with big hitters? You know, are we working enough on the outside or inside, stuff like that. So we're doing well on it so far, and we just got to keep pushing ahead and see how it goes.
Coaching staff fall back or a little changes there?
No, we got everybody back. Coach Smith's back and Coach Starkey's back, and then Coach Munier's back with us again this year. You know, he volunteered a little bit last year, and so we got him back again this year with us. So we'll have, yeah, we got everybody back, and we're proud of that staff. You know, that's one good thing that helps, you know, when you got a consistent staff back year after year, you know, and you're doing things that, you know, consistently on a basis, it helps with, you know, practices and things like that.
No doubt. And then the weight room been a big point of emphasis for you guys during the offseason?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Every morning, you know, 6 a.m., we're hitting the weights, and, you know, the girls are already talking about, oh, my gosh, Coach, I'm gaining 6 pounds. I said, yeah, but you're gaining muscle. You know, we're gaining some small amount of weight. I mean, you know, pants are getting tighter, but they're getting tighter in the calves or in the thighs. And
good weight.
It's good weight. And we're getting stronger and we're getting bigger and faster. And that's what we want to see. And that's for us to compete at the highest level, we got to do that. You know, and I think That's the mindset we've been trying to coach these girls is, you know, we've got to improve our, you know, get ourselves in a good condition to play at a high level. And I think they're buying into it. And, you know, it's so far so good.
Fantastic, Coach. Well, thanks for coming on, sharing us an update on the fall and giving us a little sneak preview about what we can expect coming in the spring.
Appreciate it. Well, thanks.
That's the head coach of the Jefferson College softball program, Coach Tony Cook, providing us a little fall ball update for the softball program. That's going to wrap up this edition of the Viking Voices Show here on 1400 KJFF. Don't worry. We'll be back shortly. We got Jefferson College and MAC volleyball coming up. 6:30 is the start time for that for the first set, and we will start our pregame coverage at about 6:15 on regional radio right here on KJF and also on AM 800 KREI with, of course, online streaming using the wide world of the internet at MIMOinfo.com. We got news, weather, and sports all coming up for you during the 5 o'clock hour. That's up next on KJF.